Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
That makes me feel so good.
I know. It just puts me in a great mood. Give it to us, the professor.
Give me a second. I got to dance.
I don't know why. I feel like doing the Charlie Brown dance. Get your head up. Move your arms.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am because we made it to Friday on Halloween.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Friday? Orange Friday?
Black Friday? No.
No sales today.
Ah, yes. Happy Halloween, everyone. Let's get to our contestant. It is Andy from Tacoma. Andy, are you there?
Good morning, you marvelous morning show members. I am here.
Oh. Happy Halloween, my man.
Happy Halloween. I am happy to lose my beat Meg's virginity on Halloween.
Let's freaking go. Are you dressing up today at all?
I am dressed as a parts carrier.
Is that what you do for your job?
Yeah, no, I'm inside sales for Generac Generation.
Okay, well, right on.
All right, Steve.
It's a very specific costume, and I love it.
Get out of here. For those playing along at home, Andy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What holiday is celebrated on October 31st.
Halloween?
That's the one. According to Toucan Sam, what body part should you always follow to find Fruit Loops?
Your nose.
Yes. What decade did the space age begin?
Ooh, the 40s?
No.
The 50s.
Correct. Who played Penny Lane in Almost Famous?
I don't know. Pass.
Who was the NBA's MVP in 1976, 77, and 80?
Julius Irving?
No.
The white guy. I don't know.
All right. Which major lake is near the Ponderosa Ranch in Bonanza?
Lake Ichigumi.
No.
I don't know.
The world's first successful vaccine was developed to treat what disease?
Polio?
No.
Smallpox.
Yes, that's the one. What is the capital of India?
New Delhi.
Yeah, that is it.
I've been there.
You have?
I have.
What were you doing there?
My wife's from Bangalore, so we just took a vacation, went to the Taj Mahal, the Qutb Minar, just traveled around, had some good food and drink.
Okay, don't spoil the answer now because Steve is back in the room.
Yes.
But that's really cool, Andy. All right, Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Let me check with Dog Man.
Showtime.
What holiday is celebrated on October 31st?
Christmas. No, Halloween.
Yes. According to Toucan Sam, what body part should you always follow to find Fruit Loops?
Your nose.
Yes. What decade did the space age begin?
Let's go 60s.
No.
50s?
Yes. Who played Penny Lane in Almost Famous?
Oh, man. No, that's not Drew Barrymore. Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Who was the NBA's MVP in 1976, 77, and 80?
76. Magic Johnson?
No.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
That's the one. Which major lake is near the Ponderosa Ranch in Bonanza?
Which major lake? Lake Minnesota.
No.
Lake Minnetonka.
No.
Lake Erie.
No. The world's first successful vaccine was developed to treat what disease?
Measles?
No.
Polio?
No.
Chlamydia?
No. What is the capital of India?
Sri Lanka?
No.
I don't know. India City?
No.
Indiana?
No. Turpentine is made with the resin of which type of tree?
Pine.
Yes. What is the more common name for a Boeing 747?
A big old plane.
No.
What is it?
It's Jumbo Jet.
Jumbo Jet.
Steve Miggs, you scored 6, and that is a win, 6-5. Hey, well done for your first time, Andy.
Dead gum. Thanks, man. I had a blast. Happy
awesome.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
The major lake that is near the Ponderosa Ranch in Bonanza is Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Our friend Andy knew that the world's first successful vaccine was for smallpox. He also knew that the capital of India is New Delhi, and he has been there before. Because his wife is from India. How cool is that?
That is definitely... I wouldn't say it's like my top bucket list destination to visit, but it's up there.
Well, congratulations on your Halloween victory, Steve.
Thank you. You'll
have another opportunity to play coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a pretty rad feature through the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message anytime, day or night. It's always open. And when we get messages on there, we find that some are very interesting.
Somebody wants to talk about your chickens, Taryn.
Okay. We're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and do it. Leave us a voice message. You can access it through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. Very easy to put your finger on that thing.
Put your finger on it.
And leave us a VM. What is going on in there today, Steve Mix?
Oh, somebody wants to talk about your chickens, Taryn.
Oh, wonder why.
All right. I am dying watching this video of Taryn Daly and her chickens. Taryn, happy Halloween. Thanks for making my night. My kids are, they cannot stop laughing at your chickens. Great job.
So this is all from yesterday when we were talking about chicken pumpkin carving, which was brand new news to me. And the video's up on our social media pages of us talking about it and an example of it as well, which I was dying as well watching this lady and her chickens carve pumpkins.
Oh, it's hilarious. And I've seen a couple videos and people have tagged me in these videos. But for the first time in my life as a chicken rearing person, I gave it a whirl and it was hysterical.
City folks just don't get it.
So I'm just playing around on social media last night, and I'm scrolling, and then what do I come across? Taryn Daly.
All right, I'm...
Oh, wait, that's not it. Where did it go? Come on, Taryn, where are you, huh?
Where is me?
Seeing all these viral chicken pumpkins where you let your chickens do the pumpkin carving for you. So, of course, we're going to let our flock give it a try. So we've got our pumpkin, and then apparently you take a pair of scissors and you kind of just score it in the shape of your jack-o'-lantern and then let your chickens have at it. So I'm going to give that a whirl, and then I'll check back in.
And then there you are, and your chicken's outside, and they're pecking, and they're doing the work, and it's working.
It did work. And at first, it was a little slow to go. I had to kind of put some treats on the pumpkin so that they could figure out what it was underneath the surface there. And once they figured it out, they went to town.
All bets were off.
It became very creepy very quickly.
Let's check in.
All right. I would say I think the chickens did their job. They did pretty good. Nice job, guys. You crushed it. Or pecked it. I mean, but look at the... Good job, girls. Are you coming to show?
Okay, you've become the crazy chicken lady.
They literally, it was so funny because they were already in the coop. They all came out when I came into the coop almost to like show off their masterpiece. Like, what do you think, Mom? Did we do it? We did it. Yeah.
Well, this could be a new tradition on Halloween.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get one more voice message.
This message is for Steve Miggs. Steve, are you watching 911 still?
Yes.
My husband and I watch it all the time. I know you've mentioned it in the past. And what the f*** is going on with that show? Have they jumped the shark? Because yes. It sure as hell feels that way. They're in space. And then you got the new 911 where you have a stripper that's now a firefighter. I love the show, but I think it might be time for me to stop watching it.
I'm with you.
Wait, are these in the same season?
So 911's got the OG 911. Then they went to another stat, another 911. It's kind of like becoming like their own SVU or whatever. And now they have 911 in Nashville. So she... Yeah, right now, the regular one, they're in space. And I'm watching this, and I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, how they ended up, like, they have, like, it's a whole story kind of, like, based on life where you have, like, Elon Musk. They have, like, this billionaire guy that wants to send a bunch of people to space. A couple of, like, the first respondents go to space as well. Then the spaceship gets hit by something in a storm. And now the police officer that's, like, one of the stars of 911 has to put on her spacesuit, go out into space and fix the thing. Yes, it's gone out of its mind.
You're really selling it. I can't wait to watch it.
But then the one that I feel like is becoming, like, Walker... Texas Ranger. Remember when Conan O'Brien used to make fun of the dialogue and the plot?
Yes.
911 Nashville. The story arc is that this police guy, the police chief, had a son out of wedlock and just ran into him and just found out that it was his son. But his son, that's not a firefighter, was a stripper, but stripped as a firefighter.
Of course.
Yeah, it was
in his blood.
Yes. So now he has to deal with... The guy invited him to become a firefighter, which seems very believable, where his other son is a firefighter. And so now there's drama between those two. So dad gets struck by lightning. He's in the hospital. And this moment happens between the two brothers who didn't realize they were brothers until recently.
Dad's going to pull through this.
I hope so, man.
Then again, you haven't seen as many people struck by lightning as I have.
No, I suppose I haven't. Look, I know you don't think I'm ready to become a firefighter.
No, man, I know you're not.
Yeah, because you weren't a firefighter, but all of a sudden now you're wearing firefighter costumes. And not in the stripper
cosplaying.
But you got no idea what you're doing out there. It's not even your fault, man. I mean, 3 days ago, you're a damn stripper.
Maybe so. But our dad sees something in me. He believes in me.
No offense. But his judgment's been clouded since the moment you walked into his life.
I'm not going to apologize for being born, Ryan.
Also, he just walked into their life, and he's already just calling him. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like it takes a minute before you start feeling comfortable calling the guy dad.
Definitely.
I'm his son as much as you are, and I'm going to prove to you he was right. Put that uniform on. You better. For the record, we prefer exotic dancer.
This is what I do for fun.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do we have a thief here at the radio station?
Yeah.
Apparently, Miles from the men's room knows what's up, and he is here. So Miles is going to join us to break it all down at 7:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday, we came into work and all of the candy that had been lovingly set out on our kitchen table was gone.
And who lovingly set it out on the kitchen table? Yours truly. It was the candy that was at my house. My wife's like, get some of this candy out of our house. I bring it here, and now it's all gone.
It's a mystery.
And I was like, okay, did somebody just take it all in a moment of, like, you know, calorie fury and said, I'm just throwing it away? Because Danny was bitching that all that candy's there and he can't stop eating it.
Same.
So I thought, okay, well, someone maybe just said, F this, let's throw it all away. But then we were talking, and our friend Miles Montgomery.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Hey, I just gave blood. Got a couple of shots. Guess what they gave me at the end of the blood?
Candy.
Yeah, a little Snickers bar.
I'd say we'd offer you some chocolate, but we don't have any more.
I could have brought one down for you. You know what I mean?
All of our candy. It was like a crap ton. Like, we're talking several bags of candy.
Who made all the specialty cookies and brownies and all those things?
My wife and her friends from her church. And she's like, look, we have too many of these. These are like homemade cookies.
Right. They were delicious.
They're so good.
Right. Well, they were.
They're gone.
They were very good.
So I thought, did somebody throw that? I was a little more bummed about that because I'm like, you know, those were made with love. And Jesus.
Yes. Love and Jesus. Absolutely.
The holiest cookies.
Yeah, man. It was, I have to tell you, I was witnessed to this thievedom, just so you guys know.
You witnessed it?
I witnessed the thievedom yesterday.
Somebody stole all the candy?
Somebody took one big arm scoop and deposited all of that stuff on the table. And
Amazing.
We're talking, you guys don't know how much candy. This is not like 4 or 5 pieces.
Like, legit, if you took 20 pieces,
there would still be plenty left.
Enough for everybody.
I mean, and all those cookies and all those brownies and all that stuff, one big arm scoop into a bag, and like the Grinch that stole Halloween, throws the bag over the shoulder and walks the F out of the kitchen.
You're on the air and you see this happening. We're on the air.
We can't do anything. And I think, and Ted, Ted is about ready to lose because he wanted some nerds. He's about ready to lose his freaking mind. I thought Mike was going to kill somebody. It was so fast, so stealth-like. It was, if I didn't witness it was like the Louvre. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. They
got in and out of there within 30 seconds.
I'm happy at least it wasn't thrown away.
By the way, I'm trying to talk on the air and all I can do is look at the kitchen. I'm like,
there it goes.
I just want to go, you got to be effing kidding me. No way. Wow.
All the nerds, all the Sour Patch Kids, all the Mars bars, all the Snickers, they're all gone.
The Reese cups. I had 2 Reese cups. I was telling Terry, I had 2 Reese cups. That was it.
No, I came in yesterday morning. I was like, I just need a little Snickers. Satisfy me.
Well, I understand.
All gone.
Yeah, I understand the idea of not wanting to eat all that candy. But when you're walking by, they were fun size. They were smaller. It wasn't like you're knocking down like a 2-pack of Reese's.
Right, you don't feel guilty.
No, you just have a bite and then that's it. But you don't take the whole freaking table full.
That's just insanity. Yeah. I feel violated.
Well, I mean, at least he's going to be giving out the kids. I mean,
you don't know that. I hope you don't know that.
So look,
I'm not mad.
So look, when I was in
resourceful of candy's expensive.
When I was in college, man, I had a roommate. He'd steal your food. So what do? We made chili with Alpo. All right, I kept that on the stove, and then I put it in Tupperware, and everybody knew except for this one guy that we live with. You know, the next morning, half that chili's gone. That's when we let him know. You ate Alpo, dude. So stop eating people's food. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing the same thing in here in the kitchen.
But you got to imagine that they're just taking and repurposing it as Halloween candy for kids. So in a way, you're only going to hurt the children, Miles.
My God, man. I mean, that was one of the most astonishing things I've ever seen in my life. Like, I could not believe it was happening.
Is it out of line to take that from work?
And I wanted to say something, and I just thought to myself, is this worth it? No. First of all, I'm on the air. I'm not running out of the studio going like, hey. Dude, what are you doing?
If you guys would have just kept the mics on and you just left the studio, I would have loved to have heard that.
If you listen to the first part of our show, we go off on it for a moment. You
know, like
very subtly. We don't call anybody out. We don't say anybody's names. We just basically, you know.
I kind of respect the move.
You respect the hustle? Yeah. I mean, it was placed there because someone didn't want it for themselves anymore, so it is a free-for-all.
Well, I'm happy. I thought maybe our boss or Danny threw it all away.
You don't take every single piece of everything. It's obviously on the table to share.
Yes.
Share and share. Like, we have a jar of pretzels, right?
Yes.
And we go in there and we take a handful. I don't take the whole thing of pretzels
and bring it home.
Exactly.
Why don't we all dress up, go to that person's house, and trick or treat and get the candy back?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it's an option. It's definitely an option. If you want to get your stuff back, yeah. This might be the best, but you got to be in disguise.
We're all going to be like the sheets with the ghosts and the eyes cut out.
Right.
Trick or treat.
My buddy says the lights off at that house, like no one's home. They're just in there eating candy.
Oh, you think they did it just to keep it for
themselves? If they do that, they're never sharing.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
See, I'm thinking candy is expensive these days, and they did that so they don't have to buy candy for kids when they show up to their house.
Whatever the reasoning is, it doesn't justify what happened. You know, I don't care if you're starving. I don't care if you got 15 kids. Don't take all that damn candy, man. You know, everyone's bum. Castle came in. He's like, where the hell's the candy at? I said, I know where the candy is. I know where the candy is.
I came in yesterday morning thinking, where the hell did our candy go?
Holy hell. That was amazing.
I am telling you, those Sour Patch Kids for breakfast, they just hit different. Well, I did that the other day, and then today there's nothing.
And it wasn't just the regular Sour Patch Kids. We also had the Tropical Sour Patch Kids.
You got to know, man. We have cameras everywhere in this building. If we went back and checked the footage, I'm telling you, it was a 15-second heist.
Do we have footage of that? I would love
to. We have cameras everywhere.
How do we get the footage?
I can't pick my nose in there without it being on YouTube. They're everywhere now.
Well, I was going to say, why do we need the video? You know what happened.
I know
we don't need video. I want to see it.
There's four people that saw this happen. There's no way that this is not.
Also, how do we know they're maybe trying to frame somebody?
Right.
This is what I think we should do. I think that we should put out an email that says, hey, candy heist operator, you come forward now or we're going to dig through the tape and bring you to justice.
We got the tapes.
Return our candy.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. ASAP.
Still pissed.
What do you think our listeners think of all this?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I feel like they're the ones to decide if it was justified to take all of the candy or not.
So is it out of line to take all of the candy that's there on the table? It's the free table.
It's a communal table.
It's the free table.
We have hats and beans
that have been on there for about 7 months.
Yes, that is a free table. But with the understanding that you're going to share that with your coworkers.
Well, in all fairness, they might not know. This is a teachable moment.
I don't think with this person it is. I'm just being honest.
206-803-ROCK. Was it out of line for our coworker to take all of the candy?
Wouldn't it be great if on Monday morning all that candy is back?
Not I want it then.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to hear your thoughts on this. And the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. Is it out of line to take all of the candy? What do you think about this workplace etiquette? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Nirvana. We have learned that a coworker took all of the Halloween candy off of our community kitchen table. And it was a lot of candy. Provided by our friend Steve Miggs.
Yeah, I did my best. I try to help out.
It is the table where we put free stuff. It's a free-for-all. But was the coworker out of line for taking every single piece of candy and the cookies that your wife and her friends so lovingly baked?
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out what happened, and then Miles popped in, and he told us this.
Somebody took one big arm scoop and deposited all of that stuff on the table. And we're talking, you guys don't know how much candy. This is not like four or five pieces.
Like, legit, if you took 20 pieces,
there would still be plenty left.
Enough for everybody.
I mean, and all those cookies and all those brownies and all that stuff, one big arm scoop into a bag, and like the Grinch that stole Halloween, throws the bag over the shoulder and walks the F out of the kitchen.
Let's chat with Tim from Paulsbo, 206-803-ROCK. Tim, do you think that our coworker was out of line?
Hey, that was a total douche move right there. Check it out. So today is Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So they're the bad people on Halloween. You egg, your toilet paper, their house, and then you take a bag full of poop and you put it on their doorstep and you light it on fire.
Well, we don't need to go into the human resources office on Monday for what we do in retaliation, but I like the way you're thinking.
I do, too. How about Ryan in Tacoma? Ryan, what do you think? Was our coworker totally out of line for taking all the Halloween candy off the kitchen table?
Completely. You know, Mix will agree with me. You know, I'm a wrestler myself. You know, you bring wrist tape to a show, and then you get a certain someone who just comes and jacks your wrist tape, and then you have no wrist tape for your match.
Wait, there's always that one guy.
Exactly. And, you know, and it irritates you to no extent.
Does the guy always come in and go, hey, I'm out of wrist tape. Can I borrow your wrist tape? I'm like, you have never had wrist tape. I wrestle on almost every show with you. You're always asking. And yes, here's some of my wrist tape.
And then they never give it back?
Well, no, they'll use it, but they never get their own.
They never reciprocate.
Yes. I do love this one text. This person says, call that mother effer out. Put their name on the show. Post the video. That is so wrong. He deserves two black eyes.
Two black eyes.
A little aggressive. And I'm still torn on this. I know everybody, all the texts are saying, This is wrong. But that's what the table's there for, is for people to take. Granted, I don't think I was ever expecting somebody to take all of it.
No. I mean, if somebody brought a dozen donuts and set the dozen donuts out on the table, would you feel taking the dozen donuts away?
You're not wrong. Like, if I put a dozen donuts out there and all of a sudden I see you leaving the station and you've got the entire box, like a box of Top Pot donuts, you're like, okay, guys, see y'all later.
No.
That would be weird.
That would be very weird.
So it's a totally out of line. D-move. Get the footage and put it on YouTube.
Ooh.
I did text my wife and said, I figured, because I went home and I was like, I don't know what happened, but all, because she said, did everyone like the cookies? I'm like, not sure.
I never even got one, Steve.
Because all the cookies and all the candy are gone. I don't know if somebody got, because at the time I just thought maybe someone just was like, this is just too much of a mess on our table and just threw it away, or maybe it's in like a bowl somewhere else. And I just told her, I'm like, no, it turns out somebody stole it.
I can't believe this.
Unbelievable. We work with thieves.
We do.
The Daily Mix Show.
What were you doing yesterday at 5:40? Were you listening to the men's room and taking note of the cheat sheet? Because another game of Beat Migs is coming up, and we gave out three of the correct answers to the game. And Steve, your record right now is 340 wins, 115 losses, and 100 ties in 2025.
We were going to offer up some candy to anyone who beats us, but we don't have any candy.
It's been stolen.
Gone.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.